CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman keeps behind the black. September 5th, 1977. And right now, Voyager 1. Bob, I'm worried about Voyager 1. What do we know?
Voyager 1 was launched in 1977. It had a very simple computer. It had a nuclear power source so that it could last for a very long time. And that computer has now been running for about 46 years. It's the longest running operating system in the universe, at least in the human universe at this point. It's been running all that time. It is now just beyond the solar system, the heliosheath. In November, it started to send back data that was not readable. And they've been trying to troubleshoot it. And it's a problem because it takes like a day for the command to get there at light speed. And then it takes about a day for the response to come back, and they have to analyze it. Engineers have now determined that they know what's wrong, that about 3% of the memory in one particular unit is corrupted. And what they need to do is they have to send up a patch to avoid that bad corrupted hardware. The problem is it's going to take them maybe weeks or months to do this because, once again, the signals back and forth are so slow and they have to figure out what to do. What's an issue here is that Voyager 1's power supply will run out sometime in 2026. So the spacecraft doesn't have that many more time to go. It's only got maybe at most 2 years. So the longer they take to fix this, the less time we're going to have to get the last bits of data from this spacecraft. So if they don't get moving soon, they're not going to get much else from it, unfortunately.
The White House has a better idea, a lunar clock. What is that, Bob?
On Earth we have our time zones, but you also have Greenwich time, which is basically considered to be the universal time, but they have also something based on Greenwich time that is universal time. And they use this with GPS and with a lot of technical things where precision is really important. And so the White House, very smartly actually, has asked NASA to develop a unified time standard like the UTC on Earth for the moon. And to do that so that the equipment will be precise. And they want to talk to get everyone else involved in this that's going to go to the moon. So everyone's working on the same page. And so this is a good idea, and they're working on it right now, John.
And we are on the surface of Mars with something you describe as ancient. How ancient?
Very ancient, billions of years. We're talking about, I don't know, this is another cool image that Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter took that I posted in Behind the Black yesterday. It's just weird terrain. It kind of looks like it was wet plaster that someone stuck a finger into and then pulled the finger out, and you get these features. What happened? I haven't the faintest idea.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We worry about Voyager 1. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,